Captain Sham smiled again and looked out at the lake. Just a few yards away, the water was rippling as the lachrymose leeches swam toward Captain Sham's sailboat. After searching every inch of the Baudelaire's boat and failing to find any food, the leeches had realized they had been tricked and were once again following the scent of banana still lingering on Aunt Josephine.
"She's not dead yet," Captain Sham said in a terrible voice, and took a step toward her.
"Oh, no," she said. Her eyes were wide with fear. "Don't throw me overboard," she pleaded. "Please."
"You're not going to reveal my plan to Mr. Poe," Captain Sham said, taking another step toward the terrified woman, "because you will be joining your beloved Ike at the bottom of the lake."
"No, she won't," Violet said, grabbing a rope. "I will steer us to shore before you can do anything about it."
"I'll help," Klaus said, running to the back and grabbing the tiller.
"Eagle!"
Sunny shrieked, which meant something along the lines of, "And I'll guard Aunt Josephine." She crawled in front of the Baudelaire's guardian and bared her teeth at Captain Sham.
"I promise not to say anything to Mr. Poe," Aunt Josephine said desperately. "I'll go someplace and hide away and never show my face. You can tell him I'm dead. You can have the fortune. You can have the children. Just don't throw me to the leeches."
The Baudelaires looked at their guardian in horror.
"You're supposed to be caring for us," Violet told Aunt Josephine in astonishment, "not putting us up for grabs."
Captain Sham paused and seemed to consider Aunt Josephine's offer.
"You have a point," he said. "I don't necessarily have to kill you. People just have to think that you're dead."
"I'll change my name," Aunt Josephine said. "I'll dye my hair. I'll wear colored contact lenses. And I'll go very, very far away. Nobody will ever hear from me."
"But what about us, Aunt Josephine?" Klaus asked in horror.
"What about us?" "Be quiet, orphan," Captain Sham snapped.
The lachrymose leeches reached the sailboat and began tapping on the wooden side.
"The adults are talking. Now, old woman, I wish I could believe you, but you hadn't been a very trustworthy person."
"Haven't been," Aunt Josephine corrected, wiping a tear from her eye.
"What?"
Captain Sham asked.
"You made a grammatical error," Aunt Josephine said. "You said, but you hadn't been a very trustworthy person. But you should have said, you haven't been a very trustworthy person."
Captain Sham's one shiny eye blinked, and his mouth curled up in a terrible smile.
"Thank you for pointing that out," he said,
and took one last step toward Aunt Josephine. Sunny growled at him, and he looked down and in one swift gesture moved his peg leg and knocked Sunny to the other end of the boat.
"Let me make sure I completely understand the grammatical lesson," he said to the Baudelaire's trembling guardian, as if nothing had happened. "You wouldn't say Josephine Ann Whistle had been thrown overboard to the leeches, because that would be incorrect. But if you said Josephine Ann Whistle has been thrown overboard to the leeches, that would be all right with you."
"Yes," Aunt Josephine said. I mean...
But Aunt Josephine never got to say what she meant. Captain Sham faced her and, using both hands, pushed her over the side of the boat. With a little gasp and a big splash, she fell into the waters of Lake Lachrymose.
"Aunt Josephine!" Violet cried. "Aunt Josephine!"